Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our 66 summary verses of the Bible. As we continue to journey through the Old Testament and the history of God's plan of salvation, we come to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah is one of those prophets that we know quite a bit about his background and know a little bit about the struggles that he had. It's a large book. We have one verse that summarizes both the ministry of Jeremiah as well as the prophecy that he recorded for us. Pastor Neil Radical is joining me to go through and summarize this monumental work of the Old Testament. Neil, what is our passage to summarize the book of Jeremiah?
It is from chapter 15, verse 16. I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. It's interesting when you look at this section. I'll start kind of in reverse order here, where he says, I am called by your name. You know, Jeremiah literally means Jehovah throws. And ultimately, that's what Jeremiah was lamenting over with the people, that they were throwing away their God. They were throwing away their Savior by following the wicked idols of the world around them. Again, a broken record, almost a broken book in that sense, because he continues to warn them of the impending destruction. But what we see here is a broken prophet. And you see it's such he's called the weeping prophet for good reason, because he's bringing all these messages of repentance that are falling in deaf ears. Yet for 40 years, he continues to preach. And you can find a lot of encouragement through Jeremiah to not give up, to not lose hope, even though he suffered a great deal of persecution, not just being ignored, but physical persecution too, abandonment, thrown and cast away. There's references of him being thrown into the mire and lowered into a cistern to be left for dead. He went through a lot, and the emotional toil that it took on his soul is really kind of unfathomable. And really, I compare Jeremiah to Job, where Job suffered physical pain, through the hand of Satan, and emotional pain through the loss of his family. I really do believe that Jeremiah suffered spiritual pain to the highest degree, in the sense of watching God's chosen people rebel against their heavenly Father and the one who provided and protected for them all their days. And he continued to go and continued to be sent. And what I love about this particular verse is that you think of like King Josiah finding the word of God and was so excited about that, that he brought about that reform in the land. And so Jeremiah kind of speaks to that same idea. Your words were found and I ate them. I consumed them. You think of that phrase, you are what you eat. And that whole idea is that he consumed God's word, took it to heart, and made it his life's business to share that word. And even though in a life of lamenting, he explained what that word meant for him. Your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Joy and salvation, but the reason to continue to rejoice. And even though he was full of tears, he still had that joy. And again, that reminds me of Job, where you have that one phrase just kind of stick out. I know that my Redeemer lives, even in the midst of a difficult ordeal, even in the midst of a difficult life, which we can so relate to that. We still have the gospel shining through.
Yeah, Jeremiah, as you pointed out, had a really difficult life. And what's interesting, Neil, is that at the very beginning of his ministry, he started his ministry as a young man. The Lord told him that his ministry was going to be difficult. And in those opening verses of his book, the Lord says, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar, a bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you. And what I like about this verse that we have today is that it points out what it was that was the strength for Jeremiah through all of those difficult 40 years of ministry. As he saw the nation of Israel being judged because of their sin, they deserved it. He saw them taken into captivity. It was God's word, which he digested. He took it into himself, as you pointed out. It was that fortified him and made him strong against the attacks of the world around him. What a beautiful reminder for us now in the 21st century that God's word continues to do the same thing in our lives that God used it to accomplish in the life of Jeremiah. And so when we face frustrations or when the world is against us because of God's word, we too can eat the word of God, and it too will strengthen, fortify us that we might continue to proclaim faithfully the word of God to an unbelieving world. Beautiful, beautiful reminder of the message of the gospel that Jeremiah had the privilege of proclaiming, and you and I do too.
Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we know what it's like to share your word, to share our faith in you with others, whether it be family members or neighbors or coworkers. We know what it feels like to have your word rejected or contradicted or cast aside. And so we can relate to the prophet Jeremiah, who lived his entire life with this difficult reality. Lord, continue to keep us humble, knowing that you are the one who continues to use your word as you see fit. And as we recognize our own repentance and our own humility and shortcomings, help us to give thanks for your love, for your forgiveness. Help us to consume your word, the bread of life that we find in you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to continue to give us that hope and that confidence and that joy in our hearts. Lord, bless us always as we reflect on the people of your word to see the passion of you, our Savior. Help us to be filled with that same zeal always until you call us home. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.